Okay, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Hamid Aleph Anta discusses the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. So just look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah has this case of Bo Achem Vizumim, Bo Machem Vizumim, Afil Mea, Kulam Yahargu, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Istatis Uzu, Veinu Nerek Alakasa Rishon Bilvat. So now the Gemara explains what's going on over here. I Istatis Afil Kadishon Nami Lo. So Amravavos to cut the hargum, I have a hava, Elamrava, Hakkama, Imeno Elakat Achas, Nereges, Iikotfe, and Eno Nerogin, Havavad Kamar. So the Gemara says Kasha. Okay, so Rav Yehuda has a Kiddush over here, and Rav Yehuda's Kiddush is as follows. Okay, let's just get the case down. Kat A comes along and testifies, Reuven killed Shimon. Kat B says that, Kat A, you're with us, Imano Hayisa. Chayb Misa, now A is Chayb Misa. Kat C comes in and says, Reuven killed Shimon. Kat B comes along and says, Kat C, Manu Hayisa. Kat D says, Reuven killed Shimon. Kat B says, Iman Hayisa. I feel a mayapam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, istatis izu. What does istatis izu mean? There's a conspiracy going on. This Kat B is messing around. They're just being mazim everyone. And therefore, we're going to throw them out, and we're not going to kill anybody. We're not going to kill anybody. We're not going to kill anybody, except for... No, we're not even going to kill one. We're not even going to kill one. I mean, in other words, if there was only one, then you'd kill one. But if it's A, C, D, E, you're not even going to kill A. Who will you kill?
B.
Who will you kill? No, you're not going to kill B, you're going to kill the Nidon. Because you have Edom against the Nidon, Lichora. You're going to kill the Nidon.
So how do you read
that? Is, what?
How do you read that in the Mishnah?
Simple. Oh, you don't read in the Mishnah.
What?
Not simple. You don't read in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is difficult. Oh. But the Gemara says the Mishnah is difficult. Kasha. But, okay, Kasha. Do you die from a Kasha? You don't die from a Kasha. The Mishnah which says Bilvad, you only kill the first cat. Right. That word Bilvad is difficult, you don't kill anybody. If it's only one cat that's coming in, then you'll kill A. But if you have multiple ketos, you're not going to kill. That's Rav Yehuda's Shita. What? That's in the Gemara Shaka Vataria. But then my Dehava Hava. That's not a good approach. Then that's Rav Yehuda's Shita. What does Rabbanan say? What does Rabbanan say? Is you kill them all. You kill A and C and D and E and you leave B alive. Why do Rabbanan say you leave B alive and you kill everyone else? Because the bottom line is there any evidence that Kat B is lying? There is no evidence that Kat B is lying. So in every single case, if you go Bishuras HaDin, if you go based on the normal din of Kasha Zaman, Kat B is being made in each of these ketos. The din of Kasha Zaman, plug it in, says Kat B is believed. Because there is no raya, no evidence, no testimony coming along against Kat B. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What is Rabbi Yehuda's position? What is Rabbi Yehuda's position? What is Rabbi Yehuda's position? You don't kill anybody. In other words, we don't believe Kat B. Do we have any evidence against Kat B? You have no evidence against Kat B. Nevertheless, are we going to believe Kat B? We're not believe Kat B. So what is the logic of Rabbi Yehuda?
We don't just kill people like that. Saying that, like, we don't give the Edom like unrestricted ability. Like only to a point where it makes sense.
Okay. In other words, there is something that here the Torah is recognizing. The language of the Rishonim is a chazaka. That's the language we use Rishonim. But I would use an English word. I'd use like this circumstantial evidence. There is things that are what I'll call lifnim mishuras hadin. Not in that. Look at the case over here. And if you look at the case over here, you have to start like being a little more reasonable and understand that there is something going on. There is something that is like fishy in the testimony of Kat B. And that must be taken into account. And because there's something fishy in Kat B, we take it into account, and we're not going to accept Kat B's testimony, and we'll let all of A, C, D, and E live. Now, I misspoke. Are we going to kill the Nidon? We might not. I would take that back. We're not going to kill the Nidon, because after all, maybe Kat B is is telling the truth. But to go in and say we're going to kill cut A, C, and D, says Rabbi Yehuda, no. So there's a core machloikis over here, which I would argue, between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Do we look at circumstantial evidence? Do we look at the big picture? Do we develop what the Rishon call an umdina? Is this reasonable? Do we ask that question? According to Chachamim, you look at the dinim. And the din is, there is no evidence against Kat B, and if there's no evidence in Kat B, Kat B stands. You have no authority to go ahead and undermine Kat B because there's no evidence against Kat B. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, you have to look at circumstance. And the circumstance would indicate that Kat P is up to something fishy, and therefore we cannot accept the testimony of Kat B. That is how I would look at this machlokas. Now I just want to add two ha'aros. And indeed, if you look at the Ritva, I think the Ritva is saying, basically, is being mazbir this machlokas in exactly this way. The Ritva and Dav Hei Amud Beis, he quotes the Me'iri, the Balamor, but he says over here you have what he calls in a case of umdina below raya. What does umdina below raya mean?
There's no like raya against it.
There's no raya, but there isn't umdina. What does umdina mean? There's circumstantial evidence. There's an assumption. There's a chazakah. It smells. Do we care about how this looks? Is that a factor? So that's your machlokas. Now, if you take a look at the Balamor, I just want to add a point over here. Okay, so then now the Gemara now wants to make what we call in Yiddish a tsushtel. A tsushtel. The Gemara wants to tsushtel our Mishnah with a machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. How do you say tsushtel in English? It wants to show you that this machlekes is that machlekes. It's the same machlekes. There's a tsushtel. What's your tsushtel? So the Gemara wants to link in to a machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. What's the case over here? So you have a woman, Hahu Itza. Now what did she do? She went ahead and brought in Eidos Sheker. She brought an Asisadi Vishtaker, Asisad Vishtaker twice, and Ozla Asisadi Achrini. She brings a third cat. And the low is Shtakir. And we have no evidence that they're lying. So Amrei Shlokish, Huxika Zu. And Rav Lozer says, or Rav Yochanan says, and he Huxika, Kaisami Huxiku. So the third cut, do we believe the third cut? So the Gemara wants to suggest that Rei Shlokish is going to line up with Rav Yehuda, and Chachamim are going to line up with Rav Yochanan. What is the tsushtel of Rei Shlokish to Rav Yehuda? What did Rav Yehuda say? Rav Yehuda says, istatis. What does Reish Lakish say? Istatis. What does Reish Lakish say? Huchzika zu. So what's the argument? What's the tsushtel? What is the comparison? So is there any evidence that we have that the third cat is lying? Zero evidence. But what are the circumstances? What's the chazaka that we have? She brought in two liars so far. And they were not there. So presumably we can make an assumption, something fishy going on. It's an umdana below raya. And umdana below raya, that's exactly what Rabban is saying. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Umdana below raya, we take that into account. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan lines up with Chachamim. That what? That's good. The first two guys were liars, but who says the third one is a liar? Indeed. Do we have any evidence the third one's lying? No, you have external factors that might be indicators, but we have no evidence the third one is lying, just like we have no evidence that this cat, so verlo raya, we go shura sadin. Shura sadin is, we believe it. So that is what the Gemara says is the havamina, the suggested tsushtel, the suggested comparison. Now, I want to take it one step deeper, one step further, with a little addition of the Baal Hamaor. Because the Baal Hamaor says something I think significant. It's a svara we've seen before, but I want you to appreciate the svara. Rabosai, who do we believe? When two kitos come in, Edim and Edim HaMezimin, who do we believe? The second or the first cut? Second cut. Why? So the answer is, at least what the Baal Hamaor says, is there's no real reason why. No reason. First God says we were there, second God says you weren't there. Why do we believe the second God? There's no good reason. Xeris HaKos. Xeris HaKos. It's a chidush. It's a chidush. So you have Trey with a chidush that you believe what? The second God. So how much will it take to undermine the second God?
Not so much.
The answer is, it's not the pshat that the second God has greater nemanus than the first God. It's okay, the Torah said we believe the second God. But if I can puncture even a minimal hole in the nemanus of the second God, then that second God is going to be, is gone. It's going to expire. It's going to be expunged. This is what the Baal Mor says. Look at the Baal Mor. Here's the Baal Mor where it's underlined. That's why I underlined. V'lei shlokish da'azil baser chazaka. If Sule Eidus Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? The Amar Kevan Shei Hizima Zu Kara Mazemet Shtei Akitos Huxiku Lios Mezim Lokomi Shiavo Lahoy Eidus Zu Ve'ein Shvichas Domim Hanasa Yedeim Deim. And we're not going to kill someone. Ilu Hayinu Shom Leidusan Chasuv Etzlam Leklum Lefichach Ein Lismog Aleim Ve'lo Lamin Ledivreichem. Why? Because Hashi Do Daha Eid Zomim Chirushu Shekicha Torah. The mach cause the samchas ahani smoke ahani. The kevan shel huchzak lios mezimim ushnei kitos omdos kenegdan. It's as if these two kitos that they were mezim are really testifying against them. They were saying we were there, so it's not even trey anymore. It's like two against four. They're omdos kenegdan, and therefore yesh chashash. It's a chiddush. And therefore, yesh chashash sheker beidusan, and therefore, we're going to knock them out. In other words, the whole premise, says the Baal Hamor, about why we are Rav Yehuda Shita, is that it's really, why should we believe the second cat anyway? And now that you have any reason to puncture the ne'emanus of the second cat, we will accept that, and they get thrown out. That is the position of Rav Yehuda. Umdena below raya, because it's trey u'trey, it's a chiddush hakra that we believe the second cat. That's why we will knock them out on a minimum. What will Rabbanan say to that? Either Rabbanan will say it's not such a chiddush. Who says it's such a chiddush? After all, the second cat are attacking what? Their edus or the edus or the edim? The edim. And maybe it's not two and two, it's now two versus zero. And it's not such a chiddush, and therefore, until you have a raya that the second cat is not neman, they're neman, and that's the position of the rabbanan. You don't have any rayas, and an umdina is not sufficient to go ahead and knock out the nemanus of the second cat. Now, the Gemara of the Maskana says the tsushtel is not a good tsushtel. The comparison of Tanakama to Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda to Reish Lakish is not a good comparison. Now I'm just going to learn this with you, how the Ritva learns it. Are all umdinas created equal? Yeah, they share this idea of an umdina below raya, but not all umdinas are created equal. You can have a 90% umdina, and you can have a 50% umdina, 60% umdina. Not all umdinas are the same. So what's the svara to argue that the umdina of the isha is a stronger indicator of lying than our Mishnah? Yeah? What?
She went to bring the
Edom. Meaning what?
That's on. She might be suspicious.
There is an external incentivizer. How is she getting these Edom to come in? Probably, or cash money. There's an external incentivizer. So that ratchets up the umdana. These Edom lied. So that means this is a much stronger umdana. What is the external incentivizer in the case of our Mishnah? There isn't any. So maybe it's more likely, yes, it's both umdana below raya, but the umdana of Isha is a stronger umdana, and as a result, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish is going to say yes, in our Mishnah, we believe these Eidim Bezimim, we'll go to Tanakama, but here, Huchzikazu, she is smearing them in order to get them to come testify. That's one way to look at it. What's Rabbi Yochanan's counter? What's Rabbi Yochanan going to say? Rabbi Yochanan argues, no, is that Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ana Da'am Efil Rabbi Yehuda, and Adkan, Lokom Evidal Sam, Da'amina Atukula Amar, Gabi Hani, Havi Kaimi, Vahacha, Hani Yadde Besadusa, Vani Lo Yadde Besadusa, is that the Umdin is much worse in Rabbi Yehuda's case. Why is it much worse in Rabbi Yehuda's case? Because these Eidim are suspicious. These Eidim are suspicious. The suspicion is in the kuf of these Eidim. The first Kater Mazim. This third Kater Mazim. They keep on being Mazim. So where's our suspicion? Our suspicion is lying internal to these Eidim. Masha ain't came. Do we have anything on this third Kat that she brings in? Anything whatsoever? No. We have something on her, maybe, but nothing on them. And therefore, the umdana of our Mishnah is a much stronger umdana of Sheker than the umdana in the case of the Itza. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan can line up with Rav Yehuda. And that's the Gemara. Simple, straightforward Gemara. There's a little lumdus over here, just in terms of, but it's a good way to, a good exercise in working through a sugya and seeing how the Rishonim add their piece to give it a little more abstraction. In other words, the key concept is how do we treat this situation of umdana below raya, that really is the engine that is driving that sugya. And with that, I would like to move on to the main sugya that I want to cover today. Of course you can, Rebbe.
So do we just disregard the fact that she's paying off these people?
Well, we don't know. I made that up a little bit. But well, she's definitely getting them to come.
Right. So why do we care much more about the cat V first case, that they're the ones who are...
I think we care because we assume that a person, every Eidus, has a Cheskas Kashrus.
So with the fact that she may...
So she has a Cheskas Pasos, but doesn't mean the third cut that's coming in now has a Cheskas Pasos.
Do we believe their Eidus or no?
What?
We're more willing to accept them.
Correct. That's correct. That's correct. In other words, and whereas Kat B, his Cheskas Kashrus is already impaired by the fact that he keeps on being Mazim, anyone who comes in.
She is less involved.
Correct. That's correct. Right. Okay, Rabosai, the next sukkah is a major, major sukkah. It's easy as can be, but it's a major, major sukkah. Okay, the Mishnah tells us that we have a din of Hargo Einarug. If the Nidon is not put to death, now you'll kill the Eden Zomim. Lo Hargo Einarugim, Hargo Einarugim. And the Gemara is bothered. The Gemara is bothered. V'lav kal v'chomer hu? It's a straightforward slam dunk kal v'chomer. If you're going to go ahead and kill the Eidim Zomim when you did not kill the Nidon, so certainly when you kill the Nidon, you should kill the Eidim Zomim. And then the Gemara goes into a detailed discussion of Ein Onshin Min Adin. For example, we have the story over here of you're not allowed to sleep with a half-sister. On the mother's side, half sister on the father's side. Do you need a pasuk to tell you you can't sleep from a full sister on both sides?
Yeah,
you need a pasuk for an oynish and an azar. Why do you need a pasuk? Have a chaymeru? So the Gemara tells us, ein onshin minatim. Okay. So I want to explore with you, in some detail, the halacha of hargo, ein era. If you put the nidon to death, you will not put the what? Hezon to death. And we're going to see many approaches in the sugya. Some more logical, some more difficult, but let's start to take a look. So we're going to start with the Ramban al Torah. Ramban al Torah in the Parsha of Zomim, Parsha Shoiftim, Perkites, Pasukites, Kasha Zoman, Velo Kasha Asa, Mikanam Rahorga in Erog, Lashonati Rabbi Hussein, about Tamba Zeh. What is the rationale for this halacha? Bavur, k'mishpat ha'edim ha'muzomim b'gzeiras ha'shalit. Shehem shnayim u'shnayim. What's he saying now? What's Ramban saying? It's two versus two. So why believe in the second cut? What does Gzeres HaShalem mean? It's a Gzeres HaKosav, meaning once again, it's a chidush. You shouldn't believe the second cut. V'nei, kash yavoshan v'yidol ruvin shargas ha-nefesh, v'yavoshan v'achem v'yazimosam e'edusam. Tziva kash yahargu. Why? Ki b'schuso shal ruvin, shal yinokiv et tzadik, ba maisa hazeh, and ilu haya rasha ben maves, lo hitzilu Hashem miyad bezin. Kash amar, ki lo atzdik rasha. Avom nerag ruvin. Nachshov shaya emes kol asher idu alav arishonim ki hu ba'avonu meis v'ilu haya tzadik lo yazenu Hashem biyadam kamo shem ha'kosov Hashem lo yazenu biyadav le'yashiv b'shavto ve'od so yitin Hashem asher tzadikim ha'omdim lefanu lishpoks damnoki ki ha'mishpat le'elokim hu uve'kerev Elohim yispot. What's the Ramban
say?
That's correct.
If we kill the needle, we can assume that it was...
In other words, Rabosai, right. Does Beis Din sit like... Where does Beis Din sit? Where does Sanhedrin HaGadol sit? Where does Sanhedrin... What? The Sanhedrin HaGadol sits in Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGadol. Why does it sit there? Because we assume that in every Din Torah, there is a certain Siyata Dishmaya, a certain Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas El, that Hashem is there in judgment. And as such, if Beis Din put this guy to death, the need unto death, what does that mean? It means he deserved to die. He deserved to die. And as such, are we going to go ahead and kill the Nidon? You're not going to go ahead and kill the Nidon. I'm sorry, we're going to go ahead and kill the Emzomim? No, because on some level, he must have been deserving of death. That is the Chiddush of the Ramban. Pretty radical idea. Pretty radical idea, but an idea. Daniel Dresner came over to me in Seder with his beloved Chavrusa, and he asked, well, what about a scenario of Reuven killed Shimon? So how can we ever kill Reuven? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed, Shem wouldn't have died if it wasn't Ratzon Hashem. So I think that's the teretz. Oh. I think the teretz is that when Reuven kills Shimon, Reuven is Chayav Misa. The idea is that that Beis Din will never be the instrument and vehicle of someone's death unless it's Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, that is the Tam HaMitzvah that is suggested by the Ramban. Now skip please to source number 5. This is the Me'iri. I cut off the words Me'iri. But the Me'iri develops another couple of ideas. So let's take a look at the Me'iri. And the Me'iri says as follows. Let's see inside. How many saw this Me'iri already? Did anyone get to it? Number 5? So the Me'iri writes as follows. Zeh sha'om rebetim zaymin. Shim hargo einerogin. This is a Kabbalah ve'ein lanu bata. I like the Meiri. Does Meiri say this makes sense? Doesn't make sense. Why is it true? Because the Torah says. It's a Kabbalah. It doesn't have a real reason. Xeris HaKosov, end of story. But does the Meiri give a reason? Then he says, Mikol Makom, even though it's a Kabbalah, it's a Masorah, it's a Din, HaGa'onim Kasutam, the Ga'onim gave reasons. Me'achar Sheherimu, Shelo B'Shas Chimu Meriva, Unakama, Ukesho Huchbala, Avera Samber Tzicha Ve'edu Sheker. How bad are these Edom Zom? Look what they did. They are, like, really bad. Why are they really bad? It's one thing, in the heat of passion, you're angry. You see someone cheating on someone. You're angry. You take a knife. Okay, you're a rotzeach. You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. But it was like in the heat of passion. I remember this from back in the day. There's something called murder in the first degree. Murder in the first degree is when you kill a cop. That's called murder in the first degree. Murder in the second degree is when you kill with malicious intent. Malice of forethought. That's murder de kavana. And then you have something called manslaughter. Manslaughter is already a different madrega. It's still bad. That's already what we call third degree. And that's when you kill bekavana. Bekavana mamish, but in the heat of passion. Like, it wasn't planned. It wasn't something that you worked out a whole plan. It's impulsive. Yeah, kavana. That's called manslaughter. And then there's something called reckless manslaughter. And that means, like, when you take a pint of alcohol, you drink, you put in your car, and you mow down 100 people. You didn't mean to kill him. You didn't mean to kill him. I didn't mean it. But you were reckless. You're responsible. You're chayef. You can't come in and say Einus Rachmana Patre. Yeah. You're chayef for what you did. Okay. So says the Meiri. In the name of the Gaonim, that when you're a Eitz Zomim. Which category are you in? You're in category two. That's called homicide in the second degree. Why? Because you're plotting it. You're going to go ahead. I'm going to give this testimony. I'm going to set it up, and they're going to get killed, and that's terrible. Now, if they caught you in time, before the Nidon is killed, okay, so you're going to get Misa. But if they didn't catch you in time. And they put the Nidon to death, you don't get Misa. Why don't you get Misa? Why don't you get Misa? Because you're so bad that you're not entitled to Misa. Because Misa is what? Misa is a kapara. And you don't even get a kapara. In other words, Hargo ain't that rugged, not as a kula, but rather as a chumra. Shemitokach ain on shemasla bezdin, and is this familiar to you? Have you seen this svara before? Have you seen this svara before? Not by kufra kapara, by galus, bezdin bez by galus. If you tush asa ma'aser amazed, he doesn't get a kapara. Now, if you take a look at source number 7 for a second, I'm going to go back to Miri in a moment, but there's a marsha in Masechet Sanhedrin, famous marsha.
You put the death when you kill someone.
It's true.
So why is that?
This is worse, he's saying. Because you're plotting, you're using Bezdin, you're it's like a whole plan. It's like so the Marsha in Masechet Sanhedrin Samagdal Mabez, an unbelievable one of my favorite Marshas in all of Shas. It is my favorite Marsha actually. So he says like this. The Pasuk says, Umi Zaracha. Lotitein lamolech. Could someone touch that word up? That pasuk up. Umi zaracha lotitein lamolech. From your offspring, you shall not give over to the to molech. What is molech? It's avodah zara. That how would you do this avodah zara? Child sacrifice. Could someone touch the word umi zaracha?
From your
offspring. So the Gemara is the following drasha. Umi zaracha, v'lo kol zaracha. That if you give some of your offspring,
you chayv
misa. But if you give all of your offspring, you're pater. So comes along the Marsha, and the Marsha says, umi zarcha velo kol zarcha kosva smag lavin mem v'yesh poza tam l'tshuvas haminim mipnei shebemisas bezdin miskaprim hamumsim v'ze osa kol kach aver gedola she'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze she'lo kapara. Hashem doesn't want to have kapara. Umize atam ani omer, and based on this, that's the reason for Einon Shemin Adin. What does Einon Shemin Adin tell you? You can't get a kavah, you can't get a punishment from a kavah. Why not? Why not? So the answer is the worse your avera, we don't give you a punishment. Why not? Because the kapara inside the punishment. So that's the marashah, and that's what the Meiri is saying. Now, then he gives another reason. Because, no, don't rabbi me. Then he says, "Umikol makom nireli." I'm back in the Meiri now. Another reason. This is an interesting reason. It's not a lundish reason, but it's an interesting reason. She'en atam ela mishum zilusa de beidina. Shelo yisfarsem she mikshol ze yolt mitachas yadam liyo ze nerag b'shakras. V'ashom srum she ze ira lahem. The miut chakiru drisha v'af he mechaten acharim b'tzad ma'achirim likvas hemes chovasam. What is zilus de beidina mean? Is that if we're going to put the Eden Zom to death, why are we putting the Eden Zom to death? Because what? They testified falsely. And that means that should the Nidon have been put to death? The Nidon shouldn't have been put to death. So by putting the Eden Zom to death, that is essentially an admission that the Eden did, that the Bezdin did what? They made a tragic mistake. And that's going to turn and cause society to lose confidence in Bezdin. It's going to create a zilusa de Beidina. And therefore, the Torah, says the Meiri, is chas on the societal respect for Bezdin, and therefore hargo, ein erok. Is the guy, are the Enzom deserving of death?
Yes.
Absolutely. But by giving them death, it's going to go ahead and impair public confidence in Beis Din, and that we can't afford. We can't afford. So this is what I'll call a balabatish, but public policy reason for the Din of Hargo and Erok. Okay. That is all by way of background information.
But it's not a Jewish idea.
It's not a Jewish idea.
It's not a Jewish idea.
But it's an idea in the Miri, so it must be Jewish.
Isn't that a concept that like hope?
It's not suggesting Bezdin infallibility. They're fallible. You're referring to papal infallibility. We are not subscribing. We're saying the Bezdin is fallible. We know they're fallible. But we still need public confidence in Bezdin. So, and therefore to have this like very bolate, very evident error that's causing a death, so that's going to destroy public confidence, and that we don't want.
So the Miri says there's really no reason, and then he gives two reasons.
That's correct.
It also looks bad if someone is always killed because there's always things you get away.
Well, that's again, in other words, in the scheme of things, the overarching like confidence in the judicial system is what's carrying the day. It only looks bad if you know the Eden Zom or Eden Zom. In other words, I don't know.
No,
knows, but
the Gemara says the Ramachris.
What?
They're not going to be Machris.
In this case, the Chor, they won't be Machris.
Who says?
I'm saying. I'm saying. They have to, in other words, then already it's going to lose confidence in Bezdin.
I feel like you wouldn't validate all the Gemara because of this.
No, you might. You Machris when they're found, when you're going to punish them. But now when you're not going to punish them. Okay, Rabbo said Vaiter. Now there's a Tosis. A Tosis in the Rambam, and we're going to pick up a Tosis in the Rambam tomorrow. But Tosis says in Maseches Bava Kama, Davdal. So the Gemara there in Bava Kama identifies 24 different Avos Nezikin. And one of the Avos Nezikin is Edom Zom. So there's a little mini sugi over there. Edom Zom, Perish Riva, Da'afilu shilem al pia in zovim chayovim. The lo shayek b'mamon kasha zamam v'lo kasha asa. So Yvah has a nice chiddush that this whole din of kasha v'lo kasha asa is only by... I shouldn't say only by, is not by mamon. Is not by mamon. Why is it not by mamon? So he says, de'efsher bechazara. Because dini mamonis is what? One word. One word. One word. What? The word I like, a better word, is reversible. It's reversible. So it's reversible. So by definition, if it's reversible... Then what? It's never kasha asa. It's never kasha asa because it can always be brought back and restored to a kasha zom situation. So since mammon is never kasha asa, it's always begeder kasha zomam. So then you can always be mechayv the edim zom. That's the riva. Verima farish the lo tzarich lahaytana time. The gabe mammon mechayvinan lehu bekal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer, the gabe mamon, ain shemin adin. V'had amir makas hargoyne ragi and han mishum dehasim ain on shemin adin. So now implicit in his taisus is really another rationale for hargoyne ragi. Why hargoyne ragi? Because we have a principle of ain on shin min adin. Now we explained why ain on shin min adin because maybe an onesh is a kapara. And you can't, maybe it's so bad, it's not worthy of kapar. There's another rationale for Einon Shemin Adin. It's a Rashi Masechet Sanhedrin, we'll not do it inside. But maybe for Beis Din to give corporal punishment, what is necessary? For Beis Din to impose corporal punishment, you need a what? You need an official, explicit sanction. And what's the sanction that Beis Din can give punishment? A pasuk. To go ahead and float a svara, that's where the kal v'chomer is. Well, svaras can be shlugged up. A pasuk you can't shlug up. So therefore, when it comes to an onesh, you need a pasuk. Do we have a pasuk for a case of hargo? No. Ein erugin. I kal v'chomer. That's insufficient. Could someone give me an activity of Beis Din that's not an onesh? Something that Beis Din will be mechayv that's not an onesh? Mamon. A chiyuv mamon. Is a chiyuv mamon an onesh? No, what is it? What's the big word for mamon? It's compensatory. It is restoration. And if it's restoration... Is that called a punishment, or it's just putting things where they're supposed to be? So says the Ri, you know why there's no din of kasha zom lo kasha asa by mamon? Because in mamon, onshin min adin. What do you mean by onshin min adin? No, not because it can be reversed. It's not a punishment. So therefore, mechayv min adin, you can use a kal v'chomer to generate that chiv. Now the real problem, so Tos is very nice. It's very good. The real problem is going to be Shiksa Rambam. Because according to the Rambam has a position that when we say Kasha Lom V'lo Kasha Asa, does it apply to Mamon? No. Does it apply to Misa?
Yes.
What about Malkus? What about Malkus? The Rambam Shita is Kasha Lom V'lo Kasha Asa does not apply, meaning if you gave Malkus, can you still give the Eden's own Malkus?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. And what's the rationale for that? Shita Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up with the Rambam tomorrow.